Eightway Experience Manual, the Gateway Experience Guidance Manual, a Gateway to Self-Exploration, published by the Monroe Institute, copyright 1929, the Monroe Institute, all rights reserved, the Monroe Institute, a non-profit educational and research facility, is deeply interested in the progress you achieve with these training exercises. To continue the program, please contact your local distributor or the Monroe Institute. It is not a form of psychotherapy, philosophy, religion, or medical diagnosis/treatment. The application and results thereof are solely the responsibility of the trainee. Any public or commercial use thereof without written consent of the Monroe Institute is strictly prohibited. Use only with your doctor's permission if you are taking psychotropic medication or are engaged in therapy. Do not use tapes with any indication of epilepsy. Because I am more than physical matter, I can perceive that which is greater than the physical world. Also, I deeply desire the help and cooperation, the assistance, the understanding of those individuals whose wisdom, development, and experience are equal to or greater than my own. On some Gateway Experience tapes, it may be slightly different from the way it is presented here. Remember, it is the intent rather than the words themselves that is important. Monroe regarding a Gateway Experience, sometimes it's hard to determine a beginning, the point where an idea becomes a reality. We remember well when they started. The Esalen organization at Big Sur, California, famous as the birthplace of many new trends in psychology and philosophy, heard of our work and invited us to conduct a weekend workshop at their facility. Our executive committee approved this new activity as a means of broadening our research model, and indeed it did. Several thousand individuals from all walks of life participated in this constantly evolving series of training exercises. The Gateway Experience is a special version of the Gateway Voyage program. Consisting of 6 exercises on tape cassettes, Discovery is the first album in this course. Sequentially, the remaining albums are Threshold, Freedom, Adventure, Exploring, and Prospecting. Accordingly, it is very important that you work with them in sequence. You can repeat each exercise until you feel comfortable and proficient with its use. Then move to the next. It is not hypnosis, although some of the techniques seem similar. At present, there is controversy as to what such patterns truly mean and how to categorize them. As much or as little as you put into it. Some discover themselves for the first time, and thus live more completely, more constructively. Still others become seekers of the truth and add an ongoing adventure to their daily activities. By doing so, we are better able to understand and enhance our daily lives. One of these avenues, science, has long known that our brains are divided into two halves, or hemispheres. The left brain controls the right side of the body, and the right brain controls the left side. Research indicates that we use the left brain primarily to talk and read, do mathematics, to reason deductively, to remember detail and to measure time, among other facets. Our right brain is the vehicle for ideas, spatial sense, intuition, music, emotion, and probably much more than we now realize. Moreover, most of the time we think with our left brain. Otherwise, we often ignore it. To stay apart from this unresolved conflict, our representation here is merely symbolic. For the moment, the terms left brain and right brain serve only as identifying labels, or as a metaphor. How did we get this way? Through thousands of years, our forebears added to left brain dominance because that was the way to get things done. We have generally regarded right brain thinking with amused tolerance, suspicion, disgust, irritation, distrust, and awe. For example, the left brain remembers the name, but the right brain remembers the face. Studies of world leaders throughout history indicate they were thinkers who used far more than the analytical, intellectual portions of their minds. Plus the right brain. then, do we go about using more of our brain power? It can be utilized with relative ease, does not require years of intensive training, and is not limited to a narrow band of application. The Institute was granted a patent in 1975 based upon the use of such sound pulses to induce a frequency following response FFR in the human brain. Various electrical brainwave patterns are indicators of specific states of consciousness, such as awake or asleep. Hemisync takes the process an important additional step. By sending separate sound pulses to each ear using stereo headphones to isolate one ear from the other, the halves of the brain act in unison to hear a third signal, which is the difference in frequencies between the two signals in each ear. This third signal is the binaural beat. If the 25 Hz signal above is one that produces a certain type of consciousness, then the whole brain, both hemispheres, is focused in a coherent state of awareness. It also can be learned and recreated from memory, as desired. Furthermore, it has been one of the fundamental reasons for the success of the Gateway programs. These exercises assist you to know and better understand your total self. Each exercise requires active concentration, volition, and sometimes courage, as you move by carefully controlled steps from deep relaxation to those thresholds of consciousness apparently related to deep meditation. The tapes also provide a structured environment in which you create your own experiences, your own adventures. This is not surprising considering the wide dissemination of Mr. One of the Institute's early goals was to develop and provide a training system in this technique. These states facilitate a great deal more than the OBE. Each individual approaches this internal work with different abilities, concepts, and dynamic processes. The Institute goal is to provide techniques for exploring your full potential and for traveling, rather than to provide a destination. In addiction, The Hemisync audio stimulus is not overpowering and can easily be rejected if it is not in agreement with your conscious or unconscious desires. However, gateways are provided into various levels of awareness. Gateway entry begin now. To explore is to observe by discerning differences rather than by making judgments. One method of perception is to feel differences kinesthetically, sensations that are, or seem to be, physical. These sensations might feel like motion arising and falling, rocking, sliding and tipping. Perhaps you might feel twitches, pulsing, pressure, or changes in temperature. Rather than, is my foot relaxed, those feelings may change and shift, come and go, creating subtle patterns which are beautiful in and of themselves. In our language, our concepts are deeply tied to the visual. Do you see what we mean? At the same time, visual perception is often overemphasized and considered essential to the control and use of energy. One can get caught up in the entertainment value of the visual, and the endless fascination of unfolding visualization can blind us to other kinds of perception. However, an attachment to them can become a major block to other perceptual cues. These perceptions have a delicacy, a quality difficult to convey in a physical, waking consciousness one or see one turns. Gateway participants often report intuitive perceptions of a sudden awareness, a gestalt, a whole knowing, or thought ball, as one person delightfully described it. Whatever your method S of perception, getting deeply into yourself will enable you to appreciate more of that which is around you. The ultimate goal of the gateway experience is for you to no longer need the tapes. Your journey begins with the Discovery album. As a result, as you perform these exercises, your experiences will take you beyond what you think or what you have read, to what you know. Clicking out is different from falling asleep. Upon returning to or finishing your exercise, there is no perception of time having passed. Clicking out is a common, frequently reported experience. Expectations limit the unknown by what you now know. Thank you. doing and being merge, triggering what we call synchronicity, or a synergism between thought and action, between imagination and reality, between self and universe. You enter a flow. So seriously, have fun. Take taking recommendations, locate a distraction-free environment where you can darken the room and remain undisturbed during the 30 to 45 minute taped exercises. However, if you do experience a noise such as dogs barking, street repairs, children playing, etc., for example, each time you hear a dog bark, tell yourself you are settling deeper within yourself, that the noise is allowing you to explore further and further. Et comfortable. Loosen any tight clothing and remove shoes and glasses or contacts. Shift positions as necessary, both before and during the exercise. You will be able to move gently back into your pattern of relaxation. Have a loose blanket or cover handy, ready to pull up or throw off as needed. Do not use the Gateway Experience tapes while driving. Required equipment: stereo cassette tape player. Do not use Dolby or other noise reduction systems. Stereo headphones with separate volume controls if you have a hearing imbalance. Preventing and solving cassette problems 1. 3. 5. 7. Be sure the pinch roller on the tape player is not worn as it will catch and heat the tape. If the tape appears to be stuck, not winding, zap it against the palm of your hand 3 times. Allow tapes left in a cold area to warm up at least 1 hour before using. Store all tapes in a cool, non-humid area. Rewind the tape by sticking the eraser end of a pencil in the spool and tightening the tape.